In the headlines, nurses off the job at the Glebe Polyclinic in St. George. Students at the University of the West Indies voice concern following recent comments by the Minister of Home Affairs, Wilfred Abrams. Barbadian Prime Minister Mia Motley sends a message to women and girls across the globe. And the Barbados Union of Teachers reports students at the Wesley Hall Primary settled and happy at their temporary location. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Another healthcare facility has encountered issues today as nurses at the Glebe Polyclinic in St. George are off the job following an alleged altercation. Following yesterday's incident at the Randall Phillips Polyclinic at Oystens, that facility also remains closed today, with nurses and union officials meeting to discuss additional security for staff. Starcom Network News understands that nurses at other facilities, including the Sir Winston Scott Polyclinic, have also taken leave of their duties to stand in solidarity with their affected colleagues. Deputy General Secretary at the National Union of Public Workers confirmed the sector was currently concerned with the issue. Wayne Walren says it's simply not good enough.
This behavior is reprehensible. This cannot be condoned. And even where patients or parents have grievances with any particular matter, they have a right to go through a process. They don't have the right to take the law in their own hands. And even if you are aggrieved with some healthcare provider, you discuss it in a cordial manner, or you can ask to see a more senior person, but we cannot condone this type of behavior where healthcare workers are coming out to provide healthcare and they are being attacked.
Mr. Warren also revealed the nurse at the center of yesterday's incident remains traumatized.
The nurse yesterday, unfortunately, was about to retire at the end of the year from the Randall Phillips, and this certainly would have to be a traumatic experience now before she is going off into her retirement, to enjoy retirement, to be really scared with this type of incident. We would ask that the person, the perpetrator of such an offense, face the full weight of the law and be dealt with accordingly. And we are asking for other persons, we are warning that other persons to desist from such behavior, because the nurses that serve us, all the care providers, have the right to work in an environment that is free from violence, intimidation, and physical assault or any form of abuse.
That's NUP Deputy General Secretary Wayne Warren. Students at the University of the West Indies, CAFIL campus, are weighing in on recent comments by Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams. Speaking at a joint BLP Christchurch East and South branch meeting on Sunday, Minister Abrams suggested that if UE graduates are unable to find employment locally, they could migrate to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dominica or Belize, the countries included in the Free Movement Initiative taking effect on October 1st. However, several UWI students told Starcom Network News this morning that while the concept of regional mobility sounds promising in theory, the reality is far more complex.
I like the way that he says it, but free movement isn't such a bad thing. It's a very good opportunity for young people to see the greater Caribbean, but it sounds like he's running us.
I think that people shouldn't have to be forced to go to another country to find a job, that we should find space for our locals to find a job here instead of forcing someone to go to a different country.
I understand what he's saying, but I don't believe that that would be feasible for everyone. Not everyone has the resources to just pick up and move like that.
People might not want to leave Barbados, because like I have good connections here and family and stuff like that. I can't just pick up and leave.
I see the angle he's coming from, but it's kind of crass to just say you get an education somewhere, you've lived somewhere your entire life, and oh, sucks, too bad you can't get a job here, leave. I feel like there needs to be greater attention put forward in terms of integrating our youth into the workforce, because what about the people who don't have the means to leave? It's not easy to pick up and just leave.
Students of the University of the West Indies CAFIL campus. Well, Belize, though, say they're open for business and are ready to welcome any CARICOM national when the free movement takes effect on the 1st of October. Prime Minister John Briceño has reaffirmed his country's full support for the initiative, noting that it creates an opportunity for key jobs to be filled from within the Caribbean rather than outside of the region.
If you were to talk to the private sector, they will tell you that we need more people, we need more workers, we need workers desperately, not only at the lower level, but middle management and upper management. So we're hoping that by doing that, maybe instead of bringing people out away from England or anywhere in the world, or CARICOM brothers and sisters can come to Belize and to help in the development of this country. We asked for a three-year period to be able to ensure that we could work that out.
Belize Prime Minister John Briceno. Prime Minister Mia Mottley has paid special tribute to Caribbean women, hailing their influence on her life and the wider region. Speaking at the United Nations headquarters in New York during the 4th World Conference on Women, Ms. Mottley recalled the pivotal role these women played in 1995 at the adoption of the Beijing Declaration, a landmark blueprint for advancing the rights of women worldwide.
This is a personal journey, and as a young child of 10 years old, when we were meeting globally to deal with the precursor to Beijing, there were people, Caribbean women like Lucille Mayer, like Dame Nita Barrow, like Dr. Peggy Antrobus, and later on, like Dame Billy Miller, and the most honorable Dr. Eugene Barreto, all of whom made it their life's purpose to be able to create a space for other girls and women to follow. Without them, we would not be here. They were part of the collective movement that carried us to Beijing and that has made for us a major difference.
Barbadian Prime Minister Mia Mottley speaking at the UN headquarters in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Union of Teachers is reporting that students of the Wesley Hall Junior School have adjusted well to their temporary location following concerns about conditions at the Wesleyan Holiness Tabernacle. First Vice President of the Union, Julian Pierre, said a recent visit to the Westbury Primary School revealed that the school environment has provided a sense of normalcy and a significant improvement compared to the challenges faced at the Tabernacle.
On the visit, the students and teachers and the ancillary staff did welcome the change. They said that they have settled in. It is a much better location. Obviously, it's a school setting, so it is more of at home to them being in that setting. Weather being how it is generally a little warm, so they're working on getting some additional fans, but definitely back in the school atmosphere, the students and teachers are more comfortable than compared to the Tabernacle. That would be the classes 3 and 4. There are a couple of classes were also over at the St. Leonard's Church. They too are settled at that location.
That's First Vice President of the BUT, Julian Pierre. A new book by historian Dr. Sylvan Spooner is revisiting the legacy of Hurricane Janet, a storm etched deeply in Barbados' history. Launched at the Barbados Museum as part of the Winds of Change exhibition, the book recalls how 16 people lost their lives while seeking shelter at a church in Lodge Road, Christchurch. Dr. Spooner hopes a memorial will one day be there to honor the victims. He also highlighted the political and social tensions that followed the storm, including complaints that relief efforts were uneven and favored some parishes over others.
Some representatives believe that the major parishes at Christchurch, St. Philip, were getting too much aid, and there were a lot of jealousies, and that came out in the national debate. For instance, the representative for St. John, Mr. Alder, he made complaints that too much aid was going to Christchurch and St. Michael. And he complained in the House of Assembly that the suffering in St. John is equal to the suffering which was occurring in Christchurch and St. Michael.
Author of the new book, Hurricane Janet, Dr. Sylvan Spooner. And finally, police in Guyana have detained an employee of the Elections Commission's Finance Department in connection with the alleged theft of more than $5 million. The funds earmarked for polling day staff in Region 4 reportedly went missing between September 15th and 16th. Detectives later recovered a portion of the money from an assistant accounts clerk who is now in custody. Several other finance officials are also being questioned and were each granted bail, as investigators said the disappearance of the election funds continue until someone is found. Our top stories. Nurses off the job at the Glebe Polyclinic in St. George, while the Randall Phillips in Oystens remains closed for yet another day. Students at the University of the West Indies voice concern following recent comments by Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams. Barbadian Prime Minister Mia Mottley sends a positive message to women and girls across the globe. And the Barbados Union of Teachers reporting students of the Wesley Hall Junior Primary have settled at their temporary location. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.